This is Saturday Breakfast with Christine Leighton.
So last week we had a rent inspection. I was down on my hands and knees using my thumb and forefinger to pry out tiny little baby weeds from in between the pavement. I scratched my knuckles, did my back, all in an effort to avoid chemicals because I have a toddler and I love the bees. They went straight into the bin. But imagine if I'd been able to boil them up and serve them to my husband for lunch. Mmm, delicious. He would probably not say because we're not that progressive yet. But Carla is running an edible weeds foraging workshop tomorrow at City Farm and there is much to learn. She is a qualified horticulture and conservative expert with loads of permaculture experience. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. You've come in with a very bright green smoothie.
I have.
And it's sitting next to me ready for me to taste and we'll do that soon. Now, if I went to a two-year-old's bring a plate birthday party with a plate of weeds, I reckon they would like it for all the wrong reasons, but I'm ready to be convinced.
Why
do you love eating weeds?
Oh, gosh, what's not to love about it? Firstly, I guess the price is right. They're free and they're easily growing in the backyard. They're highly nutritionally dense as well, so they're, you know, really, really good for us. They're pretty tasty as well, so lots of reasons to love them.
What percentage of your diet is weeds?
So I guess a pretty small percentage, but I do eat them every day. I sort of add them to smoothies or salads or just as a bit of a garnish, so try and incorporate them, you know, daily as much as I can.
We've had some rain. The weeds are out in abundance, so which ones should you pull out and set aside? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so firstly, you have to be able to make sure that you can identify them accurately. So there are quite a few that are easy to identify and pretty safe. For example, the soursop, a lot of us are familiar with that one, the cloverweed with the little yellow flower. That one's edible and very, very easy to identify. It doesn't have any cousins that are not edible as well, so that's a really safe one to begin with. There's quite a few that are, you know, readily available and easy to identify as well.
Sourgrass?
Yeah, sourgrass.
It's interesting. I mentioned you last night when I was speaking to Jeff Hutchison on Drive. He said he used to consume a lot of it as a kid. What does it taste like?
Yeah, that's right. It's got a really zesty, sort of tangy flavour. It's really delicious when you add it to a salad. It just broadens the spectrum of flavours in there. It makes it very delicious.
Okay. And dandelions, they are attached to what weed?
So usually their dandelions are growing in the lawns or the pavement. They're a really, really nutritionally dense vegetable as well and very misunderstood. People are spraying them in their lawn when they should be, you know, pulling them out and adding them to a smoothie or a salad instead.
Whoa. Any others? Now, you can give us scientific names because at this time of morning you've got the Roots and Shoots listeners. They are on the ball, ready to Google. What else is there?
Yeah, so one of my favourites is actually the sow thistle, Sonchus oleraceus, which the botanical name actually refers to the fact that it is an edible vegetable. And it's a highly prized gourmet vegetable in New Zealand and in China, but here in Australia we call it a weed.
That's interesting, and Sabrina's giving us a massive thumbs up from the booth.
Excellent.
Yeah, so good to know. What does it taste like?
So it's best picked when it's quite young. It has a very intense flavour. As it gets older, it becomes quite bitter, so it's best to pick it when it's young and tender. And I guess it just tastes like a bit of a little bit like lettuce, but a little bit more minerally, so a bit like a yummier lettuce.
A yummier lettuce. So how do you eat most of these weeds? Are we talking raw, cooked, garnish?
So I like to eat them raw just to maximise the benefits. Obviously, you know, a raw diet is full of nutrients. So I like to juice them or add them to my smoothies or salads, but you can also cook with them, so adding them to stir fries or stews. Some of them are very good for thickening stews and things like that. They've got a lot of different uses, both medicinally and in cooking as well. So, they're actually very useful.
Which is the best for thickening a stew?
The false mallow weed. So, the pinweed, or they call it cheese wheel. And it's actually, you know, very commonly grown here and it can be used for thickening stews.
Okay. It is 9:04 on ABC Radio Perth. Carla Weir is my guest. We're talking about which weeds you can eat. And if this is all happening very quickly, you can go to the ABC Radio Perth website and have a listen back and do a little Google. Which is your favourite weed to eat?
Oh, my goodness, I have so many. That's a hard question. Probably my favourite at this time of year is the chickweed, Stellaria media. It is absolutely beautiful. It has 3 times more iron than spinach. You can make a poultice and use it for accelerating wound healing, and it is absolutely delicious. Tastes similar to a snow pea sprout, and is probably growing in your backyard right now.
Oh, okay. You can notice I'm just asking as many questions as I can to try and put off drinking this a very nutritional smoothie. So can you tell me what is in my glass? It's kind of a I wouldn't say an emerald green so much as a seaweed green. What's in here?
So there's just a bit of dandelion, a bit of chickweed and a bit of kale with some dates and some coconut water.
Okay.
So it's not too bad.
Oh, that's actually delicious.
It is, isn't it? You can add some bananas, some blueberries and just, you know, go around drinking it every day instead of buying a, you know, super green powder or anything like that. Super greens are growing in your backyard for free.
Wow, that is really not. I'm legitimately going to finish this.
Yes.
It's very, very tasty.
And very good for you as well.
Yeah. Do you reckon, would you be able to give us the recipe for this and we'll put it up on a segment on, on the Saturday Breakfast Show?
Absolutely. No problems. Yeah.
All right. That's, you know what? I didn't think it was going to go that way, but it was really yummy. Sabrina Hahn, queen of the great grass sea, house of horticulture, first of her name, mother of gardens, is coming into the studio next. I reckon she'd have an opinion on this, but what weed do you reckon would best suit Sabrina? What would you put in a smoothie for her?
Oh, I'd definitely put in a little bit of chickweed for her because she's a bit of a star herself. It's also known as starweed, so.
Well handled. That is very, very good. So tell us, what time is your workshop on tomorrow?
Yeah, so we're actually holding our full gardening day at the Perth City Farm tomorrow, which is going to be finishing up with our edible weeds forage. It's a bit of fun. So the session starts at 10 a.m. and finishes up at 5. So it's a bit of a long day, but you can come and join us and have some lunch. I'll be serving some light snacks and kombucha and, of course, an edible weed salad at the end of the forage.
Yeah, very good. I swallowed quite loudly. Sorry about that. But it's all gone. I had it. It was
excellent.
Really nice. Is there weeds in my teeth?
There's not. What about me?
Oh, no.
No, that's amazing. It's the first time for everything.
We could have them and we could just be lying to you right now because it's radio. But fabulous chat, Carla. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Carla Weir, her workshop is on tomorrow at City Farm in East Perth.